Tell me when. He is 7 years old, walking down the barn alley, Buckeye 1964. Had a snare drum he was beating, keeping time with his footstep, dust rising from the barn floor. It was the first time I met him, didn't say nothing, looked at me with those piercing eyes. Well, he never said much. Did you listen up? Was a trademark he carried throughout his life. The great horse communicator. Talk to you folks later. Doesn't have a lot he really wants to say. Let his horses do the talking. You're just talking, get to walking. Got six more colts to get on. Today. I got these colts we need to ride before we get to roping. Can you help me out and get on that little bay? He'll be a dirty good bastard, but he gets a little humpy. You might lope him round the round pen, you'd say. Man, you knew you were in trouble. Bend his head round for a get on. Ease my leg over and hold on. Go bucking and a squealing Jimmy laughing. Me and that damn bay. The great horse communicator. Talk to you folks later. Couldn't have a lot he really wants to say. Let his horses do the talking. You're just talking, get to walking. Got six more to climb on today. Well, he is famous for the horse tin light. Never backed down from a fist fight. My nose is crooked too this very day. Tougher than shoe leather, steady as the weather, depended on how he felt that day. But I'll tell you one thing, if I was backed up in the corner, had no place to go but straight ahead. Jimmy'd stand beside me, wouldn't have to ask him politely, right or wrong. I could always call him friend, call him friend, call him a friend, call him friend, call him friend. He would stand beside me without asking politely, right or wrong. I could always call Jimmy Paul friend,